Right Here, Right Now, How Women Can Lead the Way in the Climate Emergency, written and read by Natalie Isaacs.
We found that women who already had children overwhelmingly had a renewed focus on doing all they could to live with the least impact on the planet. They were energized to make a difference in the world and to raise their children to be the climate warriors of the future. The mixed results made me realize how crucial it is for women in particular to be optimistic about the future, to feel a sense of relief and hold on to hope that things can and will be better. Optimism might not seem like the most obvious response to the existential threat of climate change, but optimism compels us to act decisively. It stops us from sinking into the paralysis of despair. But I'm not talking about a detached or blind faith kind of optimism. Just believing that everything will be okay is not the right kind of optimism to have. The optimism we need must be grounded in action. We can't be passive about it. Not now. Not in this most critical of decades. We can't bury our heads in the sand and think if we just ignore it all and carry on with business as usual, somehow it will pass us by. We need our optimism to be active. Active optimism puts us on the front foot, able to face our immediate challenges and to see beyond them to long-term sustainable solutions for humanity and the planet. To be strategic, our optimism has to be pragmatic and focused. We need to be alarmed and then respond constructively. The sheer immensity of our climate challenge compels us to confront horrifying truths in order to emotionally center ourselves for the journey ahead, and then channel our emotions decisively into swift action. All of this helps us from sinking into despair or denial. Optimism is a tonic too. While it's no use pretending that we have nothing to worry about, we can't let ourselves become dominated by pessimism, nor throw our hands up in the air and walk away from the fight. A positive state of mind is fundamental for our journey. It will never be enough to be merely stoic in the face of the climate crisis, nor is outrage enough, although we need to channel it to focus our energies on real and timely action. We must have optimism. We must have certainty in our core that things can be made better and absolute determination to make it so. Optimism coupled with determination is the antidote to fatigue and despair. Optimism builds resilience. It speaks to love and hope. It's vital to motivating and sustaining ourselves through the process of transformation, acting now wherever we can.